Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Maron to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Maron at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Welcome to the Overnight Success Podcast, brought to you by Maria Hatzistefanis. Maria is the founder of Rodial and Nip and Fab, best-selling author, and on a mission to help you achieve your dreams. Maria's highly anticipated third book, How to Live Your Best Life, is now available on Amazon.
Hi, guys, and welcome to my Overnight Success Podcast. I hope everyone is keeping well. These are crazy times that we are all going through. We're self-isolating, we're in quarantine, we are bombarded with the news of the coronavirus crisis. So these are challenging times for everyone. And what I wanted to talk about today is how to keep a positive mindset in these challenging times. Because there's so much going on around us that we cannot control. We cannot control a virus. We cannot control anything that's going on around us. And sometimes feeling out of control can create anxiety, fear. What's going to happen? We don't know. It's all very uncertain what we're going through right now. But the one thing that we can control is our mindset. And the way to think about this, it's again, I say this again and again, that being in quarantine is very similar to being an entrepreneur. Looking at yourself right now, are you feeling okay? I hope you're all healthy out there. So if you're healthy, you are at home safe, you have food in the fridge, you can talk to your loved ones on the phone, and you are okay at this very moment, that is a big deal. Like, you don't need to think about what's going to happen in 3 months, in 6 months, in a year from now. If you go back 6 months ago and you were worried about anything happening to you 6 months ago that would happen now, who would have imagined that we would be going through a global pandemic? So you couldn't have predicted that. And whatever plans you made 6 months ago for now, they're gone out of the window. So the same thing, you cannot predict what's going to happen in 3 months, in 6 months, in 9 months. So the only thing that you can do is look at yourself right now. And if everything right now is okay, you live with that. You don't need to think. You don't need to fear about anything else. So how do we put ourselves in a positive mindset? And what I always say is that if you feel good, then you think good thoughts. So I wanted to go through a few things that we can all do, very simple things to make us feel good that will lead us to thinking in a positive way. The first thing is limit the amount of news that you're exposed to. You may be inclined to have your TV on all day and all you do is watch the news unfold. And as we all know, a lot of what people do in the news is creating dramatic situations so they can increase the ratings. I mean, some of it is true, obviously, but the way it's reported sometimes, it can create anxiety. And I wish there was a way that we could watch the news and just look at facts and not have personal drama of various journalists coming in. But it is what it is right now. The only thing that we can do is limit the amount of information that we take in. For example, I just watch the news once a day. I mean, I do scroll through some sites to look at general news a couple of times a day. But then I would watch probably half an hour in the evening, and that's all the news that I need to have. So I do not get myself distracted throughout the day. So very, very important, limit the news that you watch, because there's nothing you can do. You cannot control the situation. You're just bombarding yourself with information that doesn't serve you in any way. My next tip is focus on what makes you feel good. Write a list of 5 to 10 things that can take your mind off the current situation. If you're working, obviously, that's one thing that you can focus on. But if it's a time that you're not working, or the weekend, or you have a day off, then focus on what makes you feel good. There may be a small project that you can take on. Organize your wardrobe, your drawers. Put together a fun playlist. Put together a mood board. Go on Pinterest. Find things that excite you. Visualize yourself a year from now and what you want to achieve, and put together a fun and inspirational mood board for yourself. Maybe you have a passion project that you want to take on. There's so much information, and there's so much that you can research on Google and YouTube and anything. It could be learning a new skill, improving your photography skills, learning a new language, taking up a new hobby. This is the time to really take your mind off all the craziness that's happening out there and focus yourself on something that can improve your skills, can make you feel happy, can make you feel productive. So identify what is it that you want. You have all the time in the world right now. So this is the time to take up projects that will make you feel happy, that will make you feel good. My next tip is nourish your body with good foods. This is the time that we all need to boost our immunity, whether we've had the virus or not. Eat good quality foods. It goes without saying. Good vegetables, fruit, good protein, plant-based products, everything that you can have to really keep your body in the best possible state. So really, really invest in good food, nice snacks. This is the time to really change your diet and go into a full-on health mode. And at the same time, you also need to be moving your body. More than any other time, we need to be releasing those endorphins to make us feel good. So how do you do that? If you're already doing the home workouts, well done to you. You're amazing. But if working out has not been a part of your lifestyle and it's something that you want to take on, obviously this is a time, you have plenty of time. But even if it's not, if you wake up one day and you're not feeling doing anything, but you really want that positivity, do a little stretch. There's so many free videos out there on Instagram and YouTube on doing a 5-minute stretch. Go out for a walk, get some sun, just do something that gets your body moving and release those endorphins. Because once you release those endorphins, you will feel good and you will have a positive mindset. Self-care, that's another important thing that you can do. And there's so many things that you can do at home to make yourself feel better. I am a big fan of warm baths. I have tons of essential oils, some relaxing, some energizing. I also put some Epsom salts, and you can be having baths every day. I love to have a bath at the end of the day, and it kind of changes the mood from work mode to relaxing mode. And those Epsom salts, they do also help to calm you down, relax you. They make me feel happy. And then if you combine it with the right essential oil to put you in a certain mood, then you have it there. And that's sort of a very simple and inexpensive way that you can all do at home to feel good. Another thing I like to do in the morning, I mean, I wish I could do it every morning, but I'm a little bit lazy sometimes, is do a skin brush. I have a body brush, and doing some dry brushing all over your body for a few minutes, it really energizes you, makes you feel good. And if you can top this up with a cold shower, wow, like you're there, you're going to be super energized. Then other things that make you feel good, let's say you've, you know, not putting enough effort on how you look, you've been in your pajamas day in, day out, and you haven't put any makeup on, you haven't washed your hair. These are small things that you can do to make yourself feel good. So I was doing my hair and putting makeup on the other day, and my husband was passing by and he's like, what are you doing? Why are you putting makeup on? And I was like, you know what? I just want to feel good. I want to feel good about myself. And it doesn't matter if I'm not going out there, if I'm not going to an event. I don't need to look good, but looking good and putting a little bit of effort will make me feel good. And if I feel good, I'll have a positive mindset. So that's what I'm going to do. And then the other day, what I did is I felt I'm super, super white, and I kind of always like a tan because, I don't know, I feel healthier in a fake tan. So I put some tan on, and, you know, again, plenty of time, you're at home. So I put some tan on, I had a nice bronzy glow, I put my makeup on, I made my hair. Wow, I felt like $1 million. And I'm not doing this for anyone, I'm just doing this for myself. And I felt good, I was productive on that day, and it's all about doing anything that you can to change your mindset into a positive one. So these are some of my tips on how to make yourself feel good, and by feeling good, you will move into a positive mindset. And you know what? As history has proven, we've been in and out of crisis. I've experienced the 2008 crisis and recession. And it, you know, a few months to years later, it did become a distant memory. And then everything was back on track. I mean, I'm not saying it's going to take 2 years. But when you think about where we're all going to be 6 months from now, out of this crisis, hopefully out of this crazy situation, we will get out of this. And we are in this together. And I feel very positive. And you have to believe in yourself. You have to believe that this is a temporary situation. And when you look back at it, you will see how strong you've been. You'll see how you dealt with a very challenging situation. And you've come out of this feeling stronger and better and able to take on the world. So be positive. And I hope you guys enjoyed all my tips. As always, you can find more information in my two books, How to Be an Overnight Success, How to Make It Happen. We can continue the conversation on my Instagram at Mrs. Rodial, and you guys can tell me how is it all going and your views on my comments. And I hope you all have a wonderful day. I love you all.
If you like the Overnight Success Podcast, please make sure you tell a friend, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, and don't forget to leave us a rating or comment. You can find me at Mrs. Rodial on Twitter and Instagram. This is the Overnight Success Podcast. I am Maria Hatzistefanis. See you next week.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.